saw the reaction out there when D'Amico went down.
Yeah.
What's it mean to lose your leader?
It means we got to step up and rise to the occasion. That's what that means. And really lead this team now. You know, do exactly what he would want us to do.
What did he say to you guys as you were surrounding him on the cart?
He didn't say much. It was more of us saying stuff to him, you know. Just, we got you, me. And close this game for you, you know. This being, you know, his old team, he probably wanted this really bad. And, you know, we were just giving him words of encouragement, you know, things like that.
Some guys, you know, you see them leave the field and they're upset. I mean, he was like typical D'Amico. He was stoic. It seemed like he was just being stoic.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even – the way he exited the field was – that's D'Amico, man. That's, you know, that's the most consistent guy, you know. Every day he's the same person. You know, and that just shows you even, you know, a little adversity, he's the same person.
You could tell not only from, you know, the guys from the sideline coming in to talk to him, the Texans guys, and then the crowd cheering him. You could tell what he means both to the Eagles team and that Texans team.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's made his he has an impression, you know, on everyone around him. So, you know, it's just the legacy he left behind here at Houston. I mean, to have guys come from the other sideline and show respect like that, just, you know, it's admirable.
Did you start making the calls on?
Yeah.
And then you will probably, I mean, that'll be your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Are you one of the guys that really has to step up?
Definitely. Yeah.
Did you say anything to yourself just to sort of get yourself in that mindset after D'Amico went down?
You know, just rise to the occasion, you know, step up, fill in, you know, just normal stuff.
Is it kind of weird, how ironic, or where things happen, you come back now, it seemed like you were 100% today, and with D'Amico going down, and now it's kind of like you're...
I mean, it's a game, man, it's a game, you know. We prepare for everything that happens in a game. You know, we just don't know what's going to happen. Today we had one of our soldiers go down, and we're going to ride for him, you know. So with that being said, people are going to step up to the plate. And we're going to keep playing ball.